Hey, it's Anne with your Coaching on the Go. Happy day. Have you noticed that when you are having a hard time moving forward on a project or a creative thing, you look around and your house is cluttery, your spaces are cluttery? And if you haven't, you get to notice this. There's a correlation between your physical environment and your internal mental space and your spiritual space. And what I'm discovering is, I discovered this years ago, and I had my mom and an aunt chatting about a cousin's house. They had gone to her house, and her kids were small, and they were talking about how her home was in disarray and how she was in disarray. And I remember that. And then as I had my own kids, and I noticed when I was organized and when I was clear, my house looked the same way, organized and clear. So I use that as an understanding that my inside and my outside reflect. Just like last week, we spoke of when you know, I would be at the store, and if I bump into a few people and I don't have a good experience and I get caught in traffic, these are indicators that my internal energy is not, I could be tense about something, stressed about something, gives me clues, and I take a look. What could I release? So here we are in your physical world. When in the last couple of weeks, when I was steeped in the completion of a goal, I was a little imbalanced, and I could see piles of things ending up in spots that normally don't end up there. Different rooms were cluttered. And I've been taking the time to go back in, tidy those up, and it does some amazing things. What you'll notice when you're stifled on a project or you feel like you can't move forward, if you're sitting there at your desk anyway and you're unable to shift or move forward in a project, why not take 10 or 15 minutes to look in your physical space and find something that gets to be clarified and cleaned up, or something in your life that gets to be completed or moved on? So is there a conversation with a loved one that you can have to clear the air? Is there an area, a table that you've allowed a bunch of things to pile on and it's creating a stopping point for energy in your house? Is your work area cluttered? My studio space right now, it's half of a garage. It has boxes and things in it. It is keeping the fresh energy out. It is keeping me, it's not inviting me in because I've allowed it to fill with yesterdays, and what I'm saying yesterday is past things. When you come to a space and it has evidence piled up of past that is not rectified, what do you think happens to your idea or your energy to create? So today, you get to be curious around your space. What is your space looking like? Where are there areas, even a small drawer that's full of garbage or junk or miscellany? You can do this from two directions. You can just once in a while notice something that can be tidied up and tidy it up. Or you can notice that you're stifled in some way and look around for areas in your life where you can create a movement forward, cleaning something up, organizing something, putting something away. And then note the feeling that you get from that and note the energy that it creates and how it propels you forward. So today, do that. Today, get started on that. Don't wait. Look for something in your world that you can tidy up, clean up, organize, or make movement on. And whenever I am stifled now in some way that I'm not taking a step forward and I'm having a difficult time finding the next step, I look around, okay, where can I contribute to moving forward by organizing and cleaning up an area that is not rectified within my physical space? If you like this Coaching on the Go, I'd love to hear from you. And it would be really, really a gift to me if you go into the Facebook community, the Spirit River community, and post there so that you can influence each other. When I do coaching, I initially start with coaching pods. And the reason for that is statistically, we've discovered that when you get coaching in isolation, you don't learn as much as when you're getting the coaching in a group. And if you're open enough to share in the group, you end up influencing the group. Even when you have the most vulnerable, private thing that you don't want to expose and you share it in the group, it liberates you and it also liberates the group. And you get super supported there. So I would really appreciate that if you take the time in thankfulness for the coaching. Take the time to go into the Facebook community and aliven that community. Wake it up and create a space for yourselves where you can communicate with one another, meet one another, and make some new friends. And then tell me how much the coaching is influencing you, if it is, and what about it. You know, get into the nitty-gritty. I'd love to hear about it. So if you like this coaching, please post in the Facebook community and the Spirit River community, and looking forward to serving you in tomorrow's story and email. Have a beautiful day.